The reading is from Acts chapter 16, verses 11 through 15. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. You may be seated.
Open up in your copy of God's Word to Acts chapter 16. We'll be looking at this wonderful story of the conversion of Lydia, thinking about our own lives and something that's some applicable lessons for those who are not Christians, but also those who are Christians. And so from this wonderful story of the book of Acts. The preaching of the gospel shouldn't just aim for the head, but also for the heart. The gospel is something that is emotional. It's not just a mental thing that we believe, but it's also something that we feel. And here in this passage, we read that God opened the heart of Lydia. What does it mean that God opened her heart? Last week we talked about the four chairs. We talked about that first chair that has a hard heart. We talked about the last chair that has a good and honest heart, has a noble heart. And so it is we look to Lydia to find out, what is it to have a good and honest heart? What is it to have an open heart? Now the Bible says the Lord opened her heart. This is not anything miraculous, or it's not the Holy Spirit acting on her in any kind of divine miraculous way that is different from how the Lord still works today, I don't believe. But I rather believe that, as Luke often does, he gives credit to God and glory to God for something that God does through an agent. For example, God's going to do this through the preaching of Paul and the other ministers there. He's going to be preaching the gospel and the message of God, the message of Jesus, and that's going to cause Lydia to have her heart opened. But what we find is just as we talked about last week with the soils, that her heart was being prepared even going back for years. And that what I want us to think about this morning is, what's the condition of your heart? Is your heart being prepared to have an open heart? And are you willing to do what Lydia did, and are you living a life like Lydia so that the Lord is opening your heart? And each time you come to church or each time you open the Word of God, your heart is open and the Lord opens your heart to hear His Word and to hear a message from Him. Now, when we think about who was Lydia and what is the context of this in Acts chapter 16, it's a significant context because this is going to be the founding of the church at Philippi. And you remember that the church at Philippi is also going to be the church that the book of Philippians is written to. So this is how the book of Philippians, the church there at Philippi, comes into existence. We also, when we study Acts chapter 16, see that Paul and his traveling companions are on their second missionary journey. And they are wanting to preach in Asia Minor, in the area of Thyatira and all those areas there, and they passed through several cities, but the Holy Spirit was forbidding them to preach in these areas. So they had gone through, verse number 6, the region of Phrygia, Galatia, and had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And they had attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So for whatever reason, God was not allowing them to preach in these areas. He was closing those doors. And in the night, Paul has a vision of a man saying, come over to Macedonia and preach to us. And they concluded that God was sending them a message to go over to Macedonia. So then they will take a direct voyage, verse 11, and they will go over, and they will go up to the leading city, Philippi. And this is in where we break our continents out. This is in the continent of Europe. And they have crossed over to Macedonia, or the area of Greece. And this is going to be the first, little trivia for you, Lydia is going to be the first convert, the first Christian in Europe. She's going to be the first one who becomes a Christian. And notice that it was a man who called Paul in that vision to come over to Macedonia. But ironically enough, the first one who will be converted will be a lady in her household. What's interesting, too, about Lydia is that we find out about who this lady was. She was a lady who was a seller of purple. And she was from Thyatira, which was over back in Asia Minor, present-day Turkey. And she was likely a Gentile woman who was a convert to Judaism. She was a worshiper of God, the Bible says. She was also from her hometown about 300 miles away. And she was a businesswoman. The Bible says that she was a seller of purple. They had this purple shellfish that they extracted dye from to make their clothes purple. And it was a very expensive process. And so wealthy people would buy purple clothes. And they did this in Thyatira. But she was someone who dealt in those things and sold these goods, these dresses, and this dye to places. So she had traveled 300 miles and had set up a shop, it seems, there in Philippi. She was a businesswoman who, it seems, was doing well because she had a house that had a household, which meant she probably had servants. And she had a house large enough that she could invite Paul and his traveling companions to stay with her. So she was a pretty wealthy lady. And so she seems to be someone who was very significant in that area. More importantly for our study, though, and for our own lives, what type of qualities do we see in Lydia that caused the Lord to open her heart? And how can we have these same qualities? I want to notice four qualities of Lydia that caused her to have a heart that could be open for the Lord. And I want you to think about, do you have these qualities in your life? The first quality, as we think about what produces an open heart, from Acts 16, 11 through 15, is that it takes proper priorities. Proper priorities. Notice in verse number 13, on the Sabbath day, we went outside and the gate to the riverside where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. Notice that Lydia illustrates for us what it is to have proper priorities. Saturday, the Sabbath day, was a work day in the Gentile culture. In Philippi, this Roman colony, it was not a holy day. In fact, there were so few Jews in this large city that they didn't even have a synagogue. Now, it takes 10 Jewish men to be able to have a synagogue, we know from ancient times. They were not a large enough Jewish population to have a synagogue. So what the Jews would often do is, when they didn't have a synagogue, a building, they would often go down by the river. And Paul knew this, and they supposed that maybe there's a group of Jewish people, Jewish worshiping people, who are down by the river. Now, there were so few men that it seems that it was just a group of women who were committed to serving God, who had gone down by the river to worship. Now, Lydia was someone who was a keeper and a convert, it seems, to Judaism. She was a worshiper of God. Now think about the Sabbath laws in the Old Testament. The chief idea of the Sabbath was you were not to work on the Sabbath day. It was a day of rest and worship. She was a seller of purple. She dealt in expensive clothing. She had a shop, it seems, a merchant. Yet notice her and her household, that is, her servants and others, were there. Now, that's an assumption, but it seems that it's not much of an assumption. That she had closed her business. She was not working that day. In fact, we might say clearly from the Old Testament that it would have been a sin for her to work that day in keeping the old law, because Sabbath day was a day of rest. They were really strict on that, right? That was a chief idea of the Old Testament law. Think about those priorities. The Lord was able to open her heart because her heart was in the right place. When you think about how Satan wants to clutter our hearts. Satan wants to give our hearts into all kinds of other influences and all types of distractions. But Lydia was not giving in to these false influences. She kept her priority on worshiping the Lord. Let me say that it's a beautiful day outside today. And there's many things that you could be doing, I'm sure. But none are better than what you are doing in worshiping the Lord here with His people this morning. In coming to encourage others. In coming to be encouraged. Let's make it very clear that we should never expect our heart to be in the right place of being open to the Lord when our body is clearly in the wrong place. In other words, if we want our heart to be open to the Lord, then we've got to choose wisely through our priorities where our lives, where our bodies are located. In other words, if we are going to say, you know what, I've got an open heart to the Lord, but each Sunday we neglect together and worship the Lord, we'd rather be out doing recreation, out mowing the yard, out doing things like that. Our heart's not going to be open to the Lord, is it? We're not going to put ourselves in an environment. We're not going to put, just like that parable of the soil, we're not going to have a soil that's going to be able to plant into our lives, into our heart, if our body, if our mind is filled with all kinds of distractions. This is so important as parents as well. We want our children to have an open heart to the Lord, don't we? Well, then if we want our children to have an open heart to the Lord, we're going to make sure that on the Lord's Day, that in Bible class time, that even on when we can on Wednesday nights with Bible class, we're going to have our children where? In church. You see, we must know that if we want to have an open heart to the Lord, our bodies need to be in the right place so that our hearts and minds can be open. Lydia had a proper priority. She could have been making money that day, but she was at worship down by the river. And it seems that it's going to take a long time. And by the way, in the Old Testament, Sabbath day wasn't just for a few hours on Sunday morning. It was all day, wasn't it? It was a day of rest, a day of worship. And so proper priorities is about our heart. The greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. If we want our heart to be open to the Lord, then we have to put the Lord first in the choices we make. But secondly, notice that she had the proper attention. Lydia listened closely. We see in verse 14, it describes her being a worshiper of God. And then how the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. The idea here is that she listened intensely, as some versions render it, or she paid attention. The Greek term means to hold the mind to something. In other words, she focused on it. She focused upon the message Paul was giving. Too much preaching today in the mind of the listener is about the performance of the preacher. The preacher or the Bible class teacher does have some responsibility of presenting the message in a good and organized and in a presentable way. But brethren, our focus shouldn't just be based upon whether the preacher, whether the Bible class teacher is doing a good job of, quote, holding our attention. There's some responsibility, and yea, there is a great responsibility upon the heart and on the mind of the listener to do what? To pay attention. When you think about when you've been in school or in class before, whatever kind of class or seminar you're part of, if you're excited about it and you want to learn about it and you believe it can help your life, you pay attention. And you grow based upon that study. But if you don't really care, if you're just there because you got to check that off, your employer made you come, or you just had to sit through that class because you're in sophomore year of high school and they say you got to be in it, then you really don't try to learn much. You just try to get by, skim by, and get the grade, don't you? When it comes to church, when it comes to Bible class attendance, when it comes to listening to the preacher, what's our attitude? If you want to have an open heart to the Lord, if you want the Lord to speak into your life, if you want the Lord to impact your heart, you got to listen to what the Lord's saying. You got to listen to His Word. It's amazing how if you will listen and focus on the Scripture, any Bible class or any sermon that may even be not that well presented, if the Word of God is presented, you can take something from it for your life. It's just like when you are doing some type of daily Bible reading and you open up and you read a passage of Scripture, be it a psalm, even some difficult passages and narrative in the Old Testament at times, when you think about it, it's surprising, isn't it? How you can learn and pay attention to that text and how it impacts your life for that day. You see, the Bible says that if we want to have an open heart, we've got to pay close attention. We've got to think about it and dwell upon it. I think about James chapter 1, where James speaks about this idea. And he says, verse 21, Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, the word picture there in the original language, don't mean to gross anybody out here, is earwax. Earwax. He says, when he's talking about this rampant wickedness and filthiness, the word picture is of earwax that's clogging up your ear. And he says, you've got to get that earwax out. You've got to get that filthiness, that wickedness out, so that you can receive with meekness the implanted word. Now, where's the word implanted? It's implanted in your heart, so that it will be able to save your souls. Many people don't hear the gospel, and they can't hear the gospel because there's so much noise, there's so many distractions, there's so much layers of sin and clutter and earwax in their ears, if you will, put in there by Satan and put in them by the world, that they are not able to hear and allow the gospel to sink into their heart because their ears are stopped up. And they're busy thinking about everything else and all the concerns and cares of the world. If we want the Lord to open up our hearts, we've got to pay attention to what the Lord's saying. You know, I think about Elijah when he was discouraged and how he goes out in that cave. And you remember that context of how the Lord speaks to him in a still, calm voice, a quiet voice. Many times, and I'm not certainly in any way suggesting any type of audible voice, but what I'm saying is the Lord is not often going to scream and yell through the preaching or through the Word of God into our lives. He's going to constantly be there, though, in the Word. He's going to constantly be there in our Bible classes and our sermons, trying to speak into your life. But if you don't stop and pay attention, if you don't stop and listen and shut out some of the clutter and get the earwax out of your ears so you can listen, then the Lord's not going to open your heart. You see, we got to have proper attention. But notice number three, we got to have proper obedience. Proper obedience. So the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul said. And after she was baptized, her household as well, she urged us, saying, if you've judged me to be faithful to the Lord. Notice that this lady had come most likely from a Gentile home, had probably been converted in her hometown of Thyatira, which had a significant Jewish population, to the one true God of the Bible. And now she had been living in Philippi, this Roman colony, was dedicated to following God and worshiping each Sabbath day there. And now she has Apostle Paul come along and his co-workers, and they began teaching her, hey, let me tell you something, you don't know the whole story. You know, all the messages back in the prophets, all the messages in the law about the coming Savior, he has come. Jesus is here. He was crucified in Jerusalem. He was buried and he was raised. The church has been established. Now let's think about that for a little bit. She's the first convert in the whole continent of Europe. She had a lot to overcome at first. You mean you're wanting me to be the first one? Wait a minute. I grew up learning about the old law. I grew up learning about the Jewish Ten Commandments and all those things. And then I've heard all this paganism out there, the Gentile world, and all the gods of the Roman gods that she's living in this Roman colony. She had a lot to overcome. There was a lot of baggage in the life of Lydia, no doubt, that she had to overcome. What we need to understand about Lydia was that and this conversation might have taken all day as they're talking to these ladies. She had a heart that when the truth was shown to her, she obeyed it. I think about the story of Naaman, who had leprosy, and about how he goes down and Elisha tells him what he needs to do and to go and wash in the Jordan River seven times. And he thinks, man, we've got greater and larger and more significant rivers up here where I am in Syria. Why do I want to go down to that dirty, filthy little ditch down there? And his servant girl says, hey, if the prophet would have told you something great, would you not do it? When he tells you something simple, will you not do it? A lot of times, salvation comes down to, am I just going to obey the Lord? Here's what the Bible says. Here's what it says. Why will I not do it? Salvation comes down to obedience. If I want to have an open heart to the Lord, and if I want the Lord to open my heart, then I've got to be willing to say, Lord, here am I. Whatever you say, I'll do. I may not like it. It may be hard on me. I may not understand it, why I have to do it. But Lord, if it's in the New Testament, if you're calling me to do it, I'm going to, here's the hard word, here it is, obey. I'm going to obey. What produces an open heart? It takes proper priorities, proper attention, proper obedience. You've got to be willing to obey if the Lord's going to open your heart. And finally, it takes proper kindness. Proper kindness. So Lydia is going to urge them, come to my house and stay. And she prevailed upon them. They're going to stay with her, it seems, from the last verse in the chapter, that they're going to stay with her the entire time they're in Philippi. And she's going to be significant as they establish the church there. They're going to use her house as a home base. It's very significant, I think, that an open heart to the gospel leads to an open heart with others. We might say it like this. An open heart has an open home. If you have an open heart, then you're going to want to love others and care for others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul talks this same idea about how he was open to the Corinthians. He says, I've spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. Our heart is wide open. In chapter 7, verse 2, he says, make room in your hearts for us. If you have an open heart, you're going to have an open heart to others. In Colossians chapter 3, the Bible says, put on compassionate hearts. You need to have a proper love and kindness for others. The Lord opened her heart He opened her heart. It was not any kind of direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon her heart. It's about God giving the increase. Paul preached. Paul watered. But God gave the increase. This morning, I want to ask you, how do you respond? How do you respond when you hear the Word of God? Whether you've been a Christian for years or you're not a Christian now, is your heart open so that each time the Word of God is preached or taught or read, that your heart is open? If you're going to have an open heart to the Lord, you've got to have proper priorities. You've got to pay attention. You've got to focus in on what the Bible's telling you. You've got to be willing to obey the Bible. And you've got to be willing to put it into practice. You've got to be willing to love others and be kind to others. This morning, if you're not a child of God, if you want to put Christ on in baptism to become a child of God, to obey just like Lydia obeyed, to do just like Lydia did, be baptized. If you want to do that, we want to help you do that. If you want to rededicate your life, then please come as together we stand and as we sing.